All right, good day, everybody. Chuck Gines, chuckgines.com, living on Earth. And now we're going to talk a little bit about some knife mythology. And that's the idea of the one-tool option. You know, the online knife world is kind of crazy, and it's very much true within the bushcraft community. So the idea about the one-tool option is that you should purchase and you should carry on your person at all times a very large, thick knife that is capable of batoning firewood to make kindling in case you need to start a fire. And this one-tool option is basically a jack-of-all-trades and master of one. The one thing that this knife does excel at is batoning through a piece of wood. You'll often see people, and this is true in the world of backyard bushcraft, but it has nothing to do with actually being in a forest. We've covered this before, you know, in my 60 years on Earth, having started thousands of fires, I've never had to baton a piece of wood, ever. Any forest that you're in has everything that you need to start a fire. One of the clues that you're probably watching backyard bushcraft is they will test this one-tool option knife on a log that is perfectly square and has obviously been cut by a chainsaw, something you don't find in the forest. I don't know where you're supposed to get a log like that in the forest to baton. So the problem with this, and I'm going to talk about the Pathfinder Mountain Lion. It's a knife that I had for some time, and I carried it, and what I would always end up doing is putting the knife back into its sheath, doing whatever tasks I was doing, because there was always a better knife, of course. The one-tool option is a jack-of-all-trades, master of only one. So that means it does a lot of other things kind of half-ass. So what this post is about, we're going to take a look at three different videos. Well, you can go look at them. I've taken some screen captures out of them, of David Canterbury, who's probably the biggest proponent of the one-tool option concept, and he has a knife shop, the Pathfinder knife shop, just chalked full of one-tool option options. But as we're going to see here, when it comes to we're going to talk about skinning animals. Now, here's something I've done a lot of. I've never had to baton any wood after starting thousands of fires in 60 years of life, but I have found myself having to skin and process animals. Aha, this is the difference between backyard bushcraft and actual forest bushcraft. So we're going to take a look at three different videos where, would you believe, David Canterbury does not use any of his knives from the Pathfinder Knife Shop, but is actually using other knives. Huh. So the first screen capture there is a video where Dave is showing people how to skin a squirrel. If you want to keep the carcass, if you want to keep the hide. And so he says in the video, I'll link to it, he says, you don't want anything too big for this job, which apparently would include the knife on his hip, which is the one-tool option. And he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a jackknife, a pocket knife, and commences to skin the squirrel with a pocket knife. Very interesting. And that he said, you don't want something too big for this job. And I absolutely agree. The mountain lion and so many of the one-tool option knives are just not the right tool when it comes to skinning a squirrel. It's the wrong tool. Sure, you can pound nails in with a rock, but they do make hammers, okay? The next one is he's going to skin a raccoon. And what you see in his hand there, would you believe this? It's the knife that Cody Lundeen carries, which is a Mora Classic number one. And he says in the video, the best knife for this job is a cheap Mora. Well, I'll be damned. Huh. Again, he's not using his knife for this task at all. It's on his hip, because his knives suck for skinning animals. If you're wanting to beat your knife through a log, which you never have to do in the real world, right? You don't have to do that, even if it's raining out. There's no need to in a forest. There's plenty of stuff to start a fire with without having to baton your knife. If you can imagine this, to buy a knife to carry every single day to do a task that you'll never have to do. It doesn't get any more ridiculous than that, right? I don't know what the Pathfinder, I don't know what, a lot of those knives are 140 to 170. And here's what I'm advising you do. Rather than buying one of those knives that suck at everything, except for batoning, you can get you a whole array of knives that master specific tasks. You can get you a hook knife and a carving knife, right? A Sloyd. You can get both of those knives for carving spoons. We're going to go later. We'll do one on David Canterbury not using his knife to carve spoons. Okay. You could get the Mora, classic number one. You could get a whole host of knives. You could probably get a dozen different knives that actually master. You can get an Old Hickory butcher knife. You know what I'm saying? You can get a whole array, a whole kit of knives that master the task that they're designed to do for less than the price of one tool option knife from Dave's store or anybody else's store. Okay. Now the third video is Dave is going to skin and harvest the glands out of a coyote. And you can see Dave there. I have one screenshot where he's dressed in his garb, and you see on his hip there the one tool option. And the other screen capture, you can see he's got a Mora companion. Another Mora knife that he's using to skin this coyote and harvest the glands out of it. So you got to ask yourself, if the one tool option is such a viable option, why are there, and like I said, he has a whole trapping series, and he never uses one of his knives to work on an animal. It's always some other knife like you've seen here, either a pocket knife or more often than not, it's a Mora that he is using to skin and process animals. The reason for that is Moras are far better knives. Here's the thing. Check this out. That Mora Classic number one can also, it's a rat tail knife, but it's pretty tough. In a pinch, if you had to, you could baton 2 and 3 inch logs with that knife. Try to get your mind around this. You could either spend $150, $60, $70, $80, $90 on a big ass one tool option knife that you'll end up putting back in the sheath for so many things that you're going to do, right? Or you can get a Mora Classic. I think they're $38. You can get a Mora Classic number one that will actually baton if you needed it to. That'll actually do that. And then also perform a whole array of tasks from processing food to carving. You can carve spoons with that knife. You can obviously process animals with it because that's what Dave is doing here, right? You can make camp crafts with it. Everything that you would want to do, and many of those tasks are mastered by a Mora Classic number one. Or you can get a one tool option from Dave or some other store and have a knife that sucks at just about everything other than the one thing you won't find yourself needing to do unless you're doing backyard bushcraft, and that is batoning through a piece of wood. So the one tool option is actually a mythology that is believed by many, many people who practice backyard bushcraft. And you'll find a small handful of people who are actual woodsmen, actual people who homestead, actual people that live a lifestyle of bushcrafting and country living type things. And they're not walking around with a one tool option. This is just the reality of it. So my point in all this is I love the true, the good, and the beautiful. The other thing is to save you money. Money's hard to come by. And to spend $100 and some on a single knife that sucks at just about everything you need to do today and is a master of the one thing you'll never find yourself having to do. It's hard to get your mind around how thoroughly people believe this bullshit. There are people that'll get so mad at what I'm saying here as if I said something about their mother. That's how touchy people are about this. But it's a myth. And here you are. I'm showing you the guy, one of the biggest perpetrators of the myth, who also is selling knives, right? He has a store full of one tool option knives. Here are three different videos where he is skinning animals, where he is not using his knife. I would also direct you to Cody Lundeen, who did a interview on Mike Ritland's podcast a couple years ago. It's a really good interview. And he's kind of restrained from everything that he can say for fear of lawsuit from Discovery Channel. But you will notice that he mentions in there, he doesn't say it's Dave, but we know it's Dave, couldn't keep his knife sharp. That's what I found with that mountain lion. Kind of a pain in the ass. Compared to a Mora, it just didn't hold an edge very well, and it was a pain in the ass to keep sharp. That's my experience with the mountain lion, okay? In comparison to the Mora knives, which hold a wonderful edge and are just absolutely wonderful for honing up and keeping sharp in the field. You can go to that podcast, Mike Ritland, Cody Lundeen interview, where he says that, he doesn't say Dave, but we know it's Dave, couldn't keep his knife sharp on the show. That's, by definition, that's a mythology, then, the one tool option. Hey, if you enjoy this content, be sure to share it on your social media accounts and leave a comment here or a question or criticism, whatever you may choose to leave here. And also consider signing up for the free email subscription. And the reason I'm doing this is so that you can save money. I'm not pimping anything. I don't have anything for sale. And I'm just telling you the truth that you'll waste your money and you'll have a knife that sucks at just about everything. Or you can get a whole array of knives that will master the task that they were created to do. All right, peace.